I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, June 20th, 2013, to order. First order of business we have this morning is road and bridge matters and concerns. Randy, could you join us? Steve? Any red wasp story? Morning, guys.
Morning. Basically, what we want to discuss is our office building across the street.
Okay.
And
Renee, you want to join us also?
Couple different options that we can do. We've got water leaking into two walls of it. We got eight bad windows that need to be replaced. But it is an old building. Option one is to replace the windows, strip the stucco off, and prep the existing block walls down the side and the back, and there is a product that you can reseal and then restucco. That's one option. There is a couple places on the roof that needs to be repatched. Other than that, the roof has had that, I remember what kind of stuff was sprayed on when they done the courthouse also. That I think they done that roof at the same time. But mostly I think the water penetration is coming from the windows and the wall areas, front and back, side of the building and the back. Other option is just replacing the existing building itself. So, the front awning will need to also be removed and replaced, regardless of what we do. It's getting pretty sad shape. So, and the front sidewalk, we need to remove it and replace that whole section of front sidewalk. We patched it a couple different times, but we've got some pretty good cracks in it. And so there is quite a bit of repair work we're going to need to have done on this.
If I'm not mistaken, each of the county commissioners has met with you individually and had a tour of the building. When we talk about repair, we're not talking about throwing a little plaster up and covering those cracks from what I saw. We're talking about major repairs, correct?
Pretty much major repairs. We're going to have to remove all the windows. All the existing stucco is going to have to remove anything loose right down to the bare block, prep it. And then we've only got one call.
So everything that's on the outside and what's on the inside?
Everything on the inside. So the even the interior wall, we're going to have to remove all that existing on the interior wall to probably seal that up on that side also.
And we're talking a lot of time to do that as well, is that right, Steve?
It's going to be a little time consuming, I would think, yes.
I made 5 to 6 phone calls through the phone book at Springfield. I called yesterday afternoon. I called, I think, 4 places, and I called one place in Branson and got answer machines. And I talked to one person. He's a local here, and he told me, I told him what the situation was, and he told me, you know, if we have the building prepped, more or less all the loose stuff off, where he would come in and they've got his stuff. I think he called it Solar Flex, and it's more or less, you know, what you see on the, I guess that's a newer, kind of a newer stuff and stucco type. And it's from what he told me, it's supposed to expand and contract. And I asked him, is this something that, you know, last 5-10 years, and He told me it'd last 30 years. I don't know. I'm just going off what he told me. I've seen it done, put on, but I've never had any dealings with it, you know, on houses or buildings or anything else. I mean, I'm just going off what he told me. And I've tried and tried to get back with people, and they didn't have much luck in it, you know. As far as the windows, it's just like anything else. It'll take a little bit of time to... Don't really know what I'd be getting into till I tear one out. I checked with one of the local lumber yards and got a price quote on a window. But until a person gets in there and tears one out, I don't really know what I'm getting into as far as, it's going to have to be jammed out and this and that. As far as anything else, I couldn't tell you.
Steve, since you've been here, has that building ever been termite treated?
Not that I know of, Danny. The only thing I know of that it's, like Randy said, when they put the new roof on the courthouse, I'm sure that they put the roof, redone that roof.
I looked at it along with, I guess, everybody else individually, but I think that the building needs to be tore down and replaced. If we remodel the old building, what we end up with is an old building. We'll have an old building when we're finished with a few repairs on it. All the interior walls would have to be tore down because of the separation of the stucco from the blocks on the inside. And that is a different type of stucco than even what they use present day, and not even in the newer stuff. It separated and fell on to the ceiling as it broke loose from the wall above the drop ceiling. So up and down the wall, wherever that's at, it's cracked and going to break loose and be inside with the insulation and with your paneling and all that. So just my idea, and you guys can figure out how you want to do that, but I think the entire building needs to be demolished and taken down and a new structure put up, designed for purposes. Now, one thing that I looked at was some of the wood work on the inside, like in the old meeting room that we had and stuff, if there's any of that was salvageable for something else, we'll take it off and try to maybe salvage it because it does have a...
What all is salvageable with the building?
That stained glass in there should be salvageable too.
There's stuff that's salvageable, but like me and Randy was talking this morning, I mean, as far as, say, the heating and cooling unit, I mean, yes, you could salvage it, but it's just like, say, a refrigerator, you've got this 10 or 15 years old, compared to buying one today. You have to look at your energy efficiency on it. You know, would it be better off putting that used unit in, or would you be better off saving money? Yes, it's going to cost you more because you have to buy the whole new unit, but over time, is it going to save you money on your electric bill? You know, I think there's lights that could be salvaged. There's stuff that can be salvaged. I mean, you ain't going to go in there and boom, but you have to look at your options, but there is stuff that needs to be and can be salvaged. But
the one thing, if we do replace the building, the front, the big glass windows in front, I would like to salvage and possibly reinstall and keep that, if that's doable.
I'd like to throw another option on the table, is if we have removal of the building, then I would like to check in to see what the property itself would be worth, which we possibly could move to another location, Roden Ridge to another location here in town or on property that we already have, to maybe see what the difference in the cost would be once the building's taken down. I don't think you could sell the building under any conditions like it is, because I think it would be a liability to us to try to sell it. The old concrete is cracked and broken the floor, and it runs up, and it's got separated seams and nothing there to seal it off from the sidewalk, from the building, along the side. So that's what I'm saying. So you two gentlemen can kind of go off of what you think, and we'll make a decision on it. But I'm ready to tear the problem down and rebuild.
Would your suggestion be we tear it down, or we have a firm come in and tear it down?
Either way, how we could put it out for bid, either way. Now, that throws the third option, I mean, the one that I said on the selling it off the table, if they're going to tear it down and rebuild it.
I meant just tear it down.
Yeah. Well, to salvage the stuff, I think that we should tear it down.
We don't know if that the building's connected to the pharmacy.
There's a hole in one office. I can't tell you yes or no, but over in one office there is where we took the drop ceiling, and you can see at the top of the plywood, like at one time, that there was a door window there, and it's been blocked off, or it's like that the corner part of the other business there was built after that. But to tell you yes or no, I cannot tell you. The only way I could really give you a good idea is to tear part of that wall down and see what's behind that piece of plywood, where, you know, it's just like that there has been a doorway or a window there, and then the other business has been put up after later on.
There is a value in that structure with having the vault there. I mean, there's one part of it that the vault itself would cost you quite a bit of money to build that vault and reset it back into a structure. Whereas if you decide to rebuild the new building, then you've got the vault that's already inside after you've demolished everything else. And so that part of it is a value and a valuable part of the structure to have there for records and things like that.
Building with the square footage, just some estimated costs in talking with one of our local lumber yards, we were estimating around putting a complete building up, if the foundation's good, basically around an estimated cost $125,000. And that's not too many frills in it, but that's based on about $100 a square foot.
That's one floor?
Single floor. I would like to meet with MPAR because they do have a pretty good electrical structure there. I'm not sure a second floor would be doable and have enough clearance with existing power. It would be one concern we was looking at.
Well, Dan, the third option she put on the table is what would the land be, and what it's worth be if it were vacant. I wonder if the building has any worth not being vacant for someone that would want to do all the remodeling work, if you would, and whether or not it might be the individual that owns the corner piece of property now. We need to make decisions whether or not we want to put the building back up. That will end that discussion. But
I'm almost sure that there would be so many clauses in the closing on a structure that's in the condition that it's in, with the cracked walls and the blocks that are cracked all the way down it diagonally and straight up and down and everything, that there would be such minimal value to the person that wanted to buy it, whether it be the existing people, that it's not worth messing with. That's just my opinion of it.
Did we ever actually see the concrete blocks cracked, or is it still just the exterior stucco that was cracked?
It was just the exterior that I know of.
So we actually need to dig into that to find out if the concrete blocks are even
on the inside. as I showed you the other day, I mean, the stucco was just, you know, bulged out and falling off.
But we don't know if the actual, we don't know 100% if the actual block structure is cracked or if there's anything wrong with that at all.
About the only way I could tell you to do that is just go in there and strip
that
wall. Go in
there and start stripping the stucco off.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's the only surefire way I could tell you.
So we'd have to do that if we did a demolition anyways.
Right.
So before we do demolition, we want to find out if the structure's still good or if it's just the exterior stucco that's cracked.
That would be the, I mean, the easiest way to, no matter what, even if you remodel or what, you're still going to have to do that. It's furred out. The walls are 2x5 furred out. I mean, they took a 2x4 and ripped them in half and anchored it to
The concrete blocks.
Yeah. Then you'd have to do that anyways.
And I understand what you're saying, Dan. I mean, I don't want to just put a Band-Aid on it. But if it's a good structure that just needs to be, if there's no cracks in the structure itself, not the exterior or the interior stucco, but the actual structure, then I think that throws a different thing into what we need to look at. Now, if the concrete blocks are cracked and, you know, deteriorating, then yeah, need to either demo it, sell it, fix it, whatever needs to be done.
I would recommend, though, if you left the building and done that, I do like what Randy said. I mean, I would go in and strip it completely, that wall, and have it sealed both sides. Mm-hmm. And maybe that would prevent, you know, something on down the road.
There's no way, however, to fix what's underneath, what it is that's either sinking or...
So there is some sinking issues?
Well,
it's so that, that's the appearance we're looking at when you see these cracks, that the diagonals and vertical cracks, that we're thinking that there may be
some settling
issues. So.
Which, if that's not taken care of, could continue.
Well, yes, it can continue, but, you know, it's that could contribute to weather. You know, if it's dry for a couple of years, and then you get toad strangler for 2 or 3 months. You know, if your grounds, it's just like your house. If your ground's going to dry and draw away from your walls and foundations, and you get a bunch of wet dirt with pressure against it, I mean, it's going to move. There's no way to really, that I know of, to...
For any structure to
fix that.
Do you know how old that building is? It's pretty old.
I have no idea.
I guess it's as old as the town. Why are you looking at me?
I think you're the oldest one here, huh?
Yeah, that would be true.
Did you ever play in it as a boy?
I built it. Let's move on, guys. If I'm not mistaken, one of the things that we had listed was aggregate road materials. We're striking that for today's conversation.
Yes.
And we're going to move to the hillside.
Hillside, and we're talking about the hillside below the general facility judicial, and we're going to do some more mowing on it today, and then the rest of it's just going to have to be hand weed-eated. And then the other thing I want to look at is some of these steeper areas, and one area in particular is between the new guardrail we put up and the segmented wall. I would like to see something different there, whether it be a mulch, a decorative rock, something that there's, because that's such a narrow area, you can't put any kind of piece of equipment. That's all has to be hand done. There's just not enough room. If a piece of equipment slips, I mean, it's quite a drop. So
you can come back to us with your thoughts on that?
Well,
or you're just wanting to move it and do
it? What I mean, there's some options there that we could put something else there besides that what's there now that would be little to no maintenance. In them areas like that.
The discussion earlier about putting decorative rock or something there to make it make it look different and make it not maintenance free.
Right, something that would kind of blend in. I mean, we've created some flower beds in different areas that kind of breaks it up a little bit. And now a lot of that down below is very mowable, and we're doing some more that they didn't get. And then around the drainage, we're going to smooth up some of that where that looks a little better when it's mowed. And there's a few things we can do there, but that real steep area, there's really no good access. Now that we've got the guardrail there, it's a very difficult area to get into.
Even walking on that scary bed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just steep enough that it's...
Do you guys have any objection to Randy and Renee making a decision on this and just moving forward?
No. On the other, have you guys looked at, have we talked about chemicals before to stunt the growth of the grass? Have we talked about chemicals on that hillside to stunt the growth to where you don't have to mow it but once or twice a year or weed eat it? Or?
Part of that, it'd be nice if we could have something different planted in there besides what we got and maybe reseed some of that with something different. I don't know if that could be killed out and then reseeded with something that's doesn't grow as like that crown vetch that's in there and that other stuff.
Nothing grows in my yard. Let's use it.
Yeah, the thing about it now is the flowers are pretty, but they're going to not be there much longer.
Pretty shortly, right.
Yeah, and it's going to look terrible when they die out.
It's in your hands.
Okay.
You're in Randy's.
Okay.
Is that all right, gentlemen?
That's fine.
We done?
So, well, what do we do with the building? I mean...
We're going to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't think that we're going to make a decision today, are we?
I pretty well have made up my mind exactly what I want to do, but you guys can figure out what you want to do, and then we'll come to an agreement on it. Right. But
do we have a structural... I mean, I think more research needs to be done into the building.
That's fine. I think what
well, let me ask this. Do, in between, do you want
let me
to move
let me
forward
ask
a little more?
Randy, let me ask a question.
Okay.
It's not going to cost $10,000 to repair this. It's going to cost several tens of thousands of dollars to repair this building. Am I wrong? If we tear down the entire outside, tear down the entire inside, and redo it, it's going to cost a lot of money.
We're going to have to do some remodeling inside even after
we get
it.
But it's not a $3,500 fix.
I mean,
we're talking
all the interior walls. If they have this stucco that's flaking off, that's going to have to be removed and resealed from previous water damage. Like I say, the awning's got to be replaced, the sidewalk's got to be replaced. But like you say, until we can tear down part of this to investigate, are these blocks cracked? I want in just them areas where them vertical cracks, I would really like to see what it looks like on the inside if we can take a portion of it. And
Benny, can we reschedule for Monday, have them do exactly what they're telling them, come back and share with us?
I can do it. I want to share this with you, though, because Biggs brought it forward.
Okay.
It's where it's broke loose and from the inside, and where it's broke loose on the outside is probably two different things. Where it's broke loose on the inside is because the water has came in there. We have a drop ceiling with insulation in it, but we've got our heating source down below there. And so it's froze where the waters came in around the wall and pushed when it's frozen, freeze and thaw, and it's broke that loose all the way down. So no telling what's below it that's caused the water that's went on down the wall to be there. We have an existing problem. I don't care if the structure is a block wall, the size of that building, and you've got a decent structure, you're going to have to tear the inside out and the outside out, and you've got just a block wall there. That in itself can be replaced with a wood structure or a metal building and would be way money ahead. So, I mean, like I said,
we have a new building.
Yeah, we've got a new building with no existing problems because when we get to that part of it, we can look and see how the floor is and everything and see if it's...
Well, I'm not saying don't gut it. I mean, we can gut it and...
Yeah.
I would like to leave the walls up until we can tell if those need to be replaced here or not.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm not an engineer. I'm not a builder. I'm not.
One thing I would do before I done is the area I was telling you about on the one wall, which butts up against the next business.
I was going to say, we need to find out if that's even.
You don't. I can't tell you for 100% if it's two walls or one wall. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you that.
Yeah.
Without.
That's the first thing you need to do.
Without tearing it out and seeing what's behind that plywood.
Randy, did you say we're going to have an R&B update on a couple of other items on Monday?
Yeah, I'd
can
like
we
to
include
have
this
an
update rediscussion?
Monday, but I don't. That won't give us enough time to
do that.
Do what we need to, because we need to move some furniture out and whatnot. And so I don't know if we're. I mean, we're going to need a little.
We'll have enough time by next Thursday.
Possibly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll at least be able to find out if that wall's a shared
Let's,
wall.
Right. I mean, there and. I wanted to check have him check another area too, just to see is there how deep that damage really goes. So.
One other thing.
Yes, sir.
One other thing is if there is power going diagonally across the end of that building, I mean, Randy or somebody would have to get with somebody at Empire to do
sure
some.
We need to find out whatever we do with it. We got to be able to reroute some incoming lines that serves the other businesses adjoining us, which goes directly over our building. So that's all going to have to be rerouted, and I need to talk to them about safety issues covering up part of this. So whatever we do to it, we can still work it. So, and I'm going to do that fairly quickly. So,
the possibility is they might have to go down and set another pole and go across. You think or? Yep, they'll talk with you about that.
We'll just have to find out what.
There's another pole down there, but I don't know if it's what the looks of it were good enough to support the line, you know, going to it. So.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's all I got.
Guys, we have a number of items that are scheduled, and they're all scheduled for 9. I see, however, that we've got the sheriff waiting on an issue that I don't think will take very long. If we could move down and bring that issue up and then come back to the others and then go back to chronological order. Sheriff, would you join us? Ron, is that you also? Bid recommendation for inmate medical services. RFP number 201305-225.
Good morning. We've received, on the RFP, we received three of them. Two of the three do meet our criteria. They are advanced correctional health care and also correctional health care companies. Of the two bids, as I said, both of them do meet our criteria. Both of them are good companies. We currently are with Advanced Correctional Health Care. They have provided very good service to us, very, very reliable. And in the bids, Advanced Correctional Health Care on a 200 average daily population, they have bid $249,926.04. The correctional health care company on the average daily population of 200, they've got two options. One, the annual cost is $253,615.80. Option two is $278,669.04. After comparing those, I would recommend that we take Advanced Correctional Health Care.
And Jimmy, that's who we're using now?
That's who we're currently using now.
I'm going to make a motion that we accept the sheriff's recommendation.
This period of time runs from when to when?
I believe their contract ends in September.
So this contract would begin in September and run for one 12-month period?
Yes.
Is there
I believe there's an option of 3 years.
That's what I
renewal.
Yeah. On the former one there was anyway.
Yeah.
So does your motion also include that this would begin the contractual date of September?
Yes.
For 1 year with an option on the county's part to renew?
Yes. That'd be fine.
That was stipulated within the RFP. So.
Yes. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the recommendation that's coming forth from the county sheriff and accept the bid of Advanced Correctional Health Care at the amount of $249,926.04, contract to begin at the stated date, we believe to be September, to run for 1 year with the option of the with the county's option to renew as stipulated within the RFP. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Sheriff. On-site wastewater treatment systems. Gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Would you identify yourself for the record?
Scott Sterrett, Taney County Planning.
Bob Ashley, Taney County Planning.
What you guys or Ron has is our participation agreement with the health department from the state. It's a 3-year renewal and we just have fallen in. It's for July 1. I don't know if you have any questions. They did make a couple of changes. On the first page, item 6.1.6 is that any system that's more than 1,000 gallons a day, I'm supposed to consult with a environmental public health specialist, just show them the plan, and consult with them on that system, anything bigger than 1,000 gallons. And the $90 fee, we were getting $65 of that back. Now they're going to reimburse the full 90. So we get the full amount that's paid. That's the only two changes that really affect us.
So what you're saying to me is if someone comes in on a new home or a fairly good size facility, which we have now throughout the county.
Right.
Anything over 1,000 gallon septic system?
Yes, and that's all that we do. I mean, it's, we don't do wastewater plants.
Right, but if someone wanted to put a bigger tank in, then it has to be inspected by how?
No, not inspected. I do this anyway. If I get a big drip system for,
right.
And we've had some, anything over 3,000 gallons is the DNR.
Right.
So if we, but well, I just call them and say.
That's the reason I'm saying this here,
yeah.
Is so that people understand that that a septic system that reaches a certain capacity,
right,
after it reaches that capacity, goes to DNR. Yeah. That was what the reason I was wanting to announce that over there.
Yep.
County Council stated that the proposed agreement serves as a renewal of an existing agreement, which expires June 30th, 2013. The term of the new agreement is July 1, 2013 through June 30th, 2016. The purpose is to provide for review and approval of plans for on-site wastewater treatment systems and to ensure compliance.
Yep.
He goes on to say a few other things, but he does approve it as to form what was presented.
And there's a change in the $65 to $90?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, which is a good thing.
Yes,
so.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Do we need a motion for approval or acceptance of the new?
Approval of the agreement by and between the state of Missouri, Department of Health and Senior Services, and
the county
the
of
county.
Feeney.
Of yep. Feeney.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to enter into the extension of an agreement by and between the State of Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and the County of Taney, as outlined in our prior discussion. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Yep.
Anything else regarding this issue?
Not for me.
I'm going to find the HR director. Could we stand in recess? I'm sorry.
Did you sign it?
No.
Okay.
And that would be on this top? No, it would be date. Can you provide this to Nikki so that she gets the additional? Gentlemen, let's stand in recess for about 10 minutes. Would that be acceptable?
Mm-hmm.